Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Thank goodness for the College Basketball Hall of Fame. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. How amazing is it that the Basketball Hall of Fame for college players and coaches was not established until 2006? Did it take that long to determine that dozens of great collegians with so-so pro careers deserve such an honor? Tyler Hansbrough should become the poster child for those oversights. The ACC and UNC all-time leading scorer could have turned pro as a first-round NBA draft pick after his freshman, sophomore, and junior seasons, but chose to stay at Carolina for all 4 years because he loved his time in Chapel Hill. There may be another reason he didn't go early, and it speaks for Hansbrough's awareness and intelligence as an athlete. At 6'9" and 250 pounds, Hansbrough used his size, skill, and mostly dogged determination to become one of the best players in college basketball history. Yet he may have also suspected that as a post player, he was a tweener, not big enough to battle evenly with the 7-foot monsters of the NBA, and not quite quick enough to be a small forward who needed to shoot consistently well from outside. So he remained in school to get the best coaching from Roy Williams and set as many Carolina and ACC records as possible. For a complete list of his on-court accomplishments, see Steve Kirshner's thorough email on all his records, including the one most dear to Tar Heel fans, winning 4 straight years at Cameron Indoor Stadium. There must be a ridiculous waiting period for the College Hall of Fame, or else Hansbrough would have been inducted at least after his 7-year career in the NBA ended. He is not the first UNC player who deserved to go in based solely on his college career. Larry Miller, UNC's only 2-time ACC Player of the Year in 1967 and 68, was selected last year, an affront to one of the ACC's greatest. Like Miller, who was also undersized for his position, Hansbrough put his heart and soul into every minute on the practice floor or on the game court. He set records every season from his 40 points as a freshman against Georgia Tech to his UNC and ACC scoring and free throw records as a senior. Williams was reluctant to compare players, but the retired coach could not hide his admiration for Hansbrough's work ethic and relentless effort in games. "No one worked harder than this young man," old Roy said with glee. "You can tell Tyler's heroics are still alive because going into 15 years since his graduation, he still garners the loudest cheers when introduced at the Smith Center in person or on the video boards. The 14th Tar Heel to go into the College Hall is an all-time great forever." This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.